Simon Kuf Nun Gimel, and we are up to the last part of the Seif, and that's the Ramah. Kuf Nun Gimel Seif Zayin the Ramah. What we've learned so far is that there's a distinction between Beis HaKnesses Shel Yochid, Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfar and Beis HaKnesses Shel Krochim, and now the Ramah adds the following halacha. Yochid Shebona Beis HaKnesses V'Nosno L'Kol. If there's Yochid, an individual, one person, a one-man show, who decides to build a shul, and he passed it on to the community. So it's a one-man show. It's his shul. It's his. He built it with his money, and it's absolutely his. And he passed on to a community now. It's now considered a Beis HaKnesses Shel Kol. And he is... And the question really would be, if they now decide now to sell the shul, okay? Does he need his approval or not? So the halacha is, no, it does not need his approval anymore. It's now a Beis HaKnesses Shel Kol. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Zivkot Lametes. Dino ke Beis HaKnesses Shel Kol, v'nim keres al piyam levad. They've got the right of deciding what happens now. V'loi ba'inon, we do not need anymore. Das ha'noisen, the opinion of the donor, bazeh in this klal. It's been passed on now, it's not his anymore, it's now a community matter. Avolim shir le'atzmi bo shum kach, but if he kept some kach, and he retained some kach, and some power, and some veto right, maybe even, he retained some of it in his hands, then, elo mecha, they cannot sell it, and if they sold it, it's not considered a valid sale. Ki'im al piyakov al piv o yoshav, it can only be sold if he's involved, and he's got some say in it, and involvement in it. Or at the very least, his yoshim is inheritance, because he can't, he cannot sell it without his consent. This is all if there's another shul in town. But if there's no other shul in town at all, then also lemochoy, the shul cannot be sold anyway. Nothing can. So this is a general rule that whatever happens, whatever was discussed until now, is only about the Sheva Toveir, Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfar, Beis HaKnesses Shel Krach. This is only if there's other alternative places to daven. But if there's no shul at all in town, and they cannot daven anywhere but that shul, then the halacha is, then it cannot be sold. Also, the mochoy, the afudul esosir, also achiv nacheres, they can only do the transaction. They can only start selling it, and they can only sell it if there's another shul around. So as the Mishnah Berurah puts it, this is really, really important, that Sifkot Mem Beis, afilu b'shiva tov ha'ir, b'mamadan sh'ir. We've spoken previously that if it's a local shul, which was funded and created and made for the local people, we learned that if a certain process was in place, then the shul can be sold. Ansha'ir and Mamad Ansha'ir and Sheva Tov Ha'ir. We're learning that this is only if they can do it. Yes, they can sell it and they can use the money for alternative matters. That's all fine, but that's only true if there is an additional place they can go and daven. They can't start selling a shul now if there's no other way they can daven. Even if they're selling it in order to purchase a new shul, you can't do that. Dumi the stira, the also afilu b'ofen zek nal b'sim kufnum beis, as we learned in sim kufnum beis, a shul cannot be sold, a shul cannot be destroyed, a shul cannot be destroyed as long as the shul has not been built. That's another concept that we learned previously, that you can only destroy and sell a shul if a new one has been built already. You can't sell a shul and then with the funds create the next shul. So similarly here as well, even if it was done with absolute consent and agreement of Sheva Tov Ha'ir and the entire community is happy with it, nevertheless, you can't sell it prior to having created the new alternative davening premises. The Rama continues. Anything that is a Kedusha item which was sold and can be changed for Kedusha matter, Nimka can be sold below Achroza ve'ein bo'yino. Oino, we know, is if something is sold for too much or too little money, the sale is not valid. So we're learning over here now when it comes to shul. There's no ayna. If it was underpriced or overpriced, there is no concept of ayna. Havel dovah she'osu l'shanoi z'liktusha kala tzorich achrozo. But anything which is, it's karka, it's talking about land, any land, it's like a shul or something, does require achrozo. He needs to be proclaimed, he needs to be openly publicized, so that it shouldn't be, that the price should be correct. So that's what the achrozo means, is Mishnah Berurah have gotten mem zayin. Tafke bekarka, vol bebechiras netaltin, ein tzorich achrozo, it's only with regards to karka, land. But when it comes to metaltelin, ein tzorich achrozo, will not achrozo, ekid isa b'choshe mishpatzim kuftes. Sivches, bonu bais stam. They built a house stam without much intention. It was meant to be a house like for residential or maybe commercial purpose, but not for a shul. Then later on they decided to make a shul out of this. It's got a din now of Beis HaKnesses. But the Kedusha is only Chal. And she's Palelu Boy. The Kedusha only sinks in when they've actually davened there. So the fact that they've appointed for shul itself, that's not sufficient. They need to actually daven there for the Kedusha to take place. Even if it was built for shul purpose, it was purpose built as a shul, nevertheless, Kedusha will not penetrate there, will not be considered a Kedusha as long as they haven't davened there. Kivin shispalelu boy, afilo oichim lefisho. But when people davened there, when you didn't daven there, the Kedusha takes place immediately, and even if it was not the residents, even if it was not the locals, but it was just oichim, visitors and guests that came and davened there once, nevertheless, the Kedusha is chal. So as long as Yidin davened there, no matter who, if Yidin davened there, the Kedusha is chal. Kivin shoyu miuchad the tefillah, since it's now been designated for tefillah kodosh, it's kodosh. Ve'im lefisho ekdishu, hakol kifi masha'om mu. And if it was only for, if it was designated for a certain amount of time and not permanent, Kedusha, it's valid as long as they decided. Sifkot mem chesim mishne burdine keves akneses. Roetze loyma. Afal gav de metchile nishtam shubo lehedyoit. Although this house was initially made as a residential house and not for shul, mikol mokom nevertheless, nasis keves akneses lekol mile, it does become a shul for all matters. Nothing wrong with making a house into a shul. Seif cotton memtes enu kodosh. Tekaimelon has monolav milzi. The reason why a house which has been designated now and Yidden decided to make a shul out of this, that just the decision itself does not make it kodesh. The reason for that is because of the rule to be found in many places of hasmona lav milz, hasmona designation or invitation. Lav milze is not considered a real thing. Hasmona lav milze, he v'mutar l'shanoi sabayis lechol, and therefore, since hasmona lav milze, if they decide to change their mind and if they decide that they want it was a house and then they decided to make a shul out of this, and then before they actually used it, they changed their mind again, back them to make a house. Actually, it's not such a good shul. Could have found something else. Then, since it wasn't used yet, so hazmon al av milza, and therefore they can turn it back into a house. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah brings a very fascinating halacha. In this Sifkotten Memtes, a bit further down, after Asmon Ala Milze, he says as follows, V'yochid shebona beis haKnesses, if it's an individual. So it wasn't a group of people, but it was one individual who raised the funds. Yochid shebona beis haKnesses, an individual who decided to build a shul. And he built a shul, Av shadayin lo yispalelu boy. In this case, even though people haven't davened there, so ve'ein lo kedushas beis haKnesses, and there is no beis haKnesses kedusha in it yet, because mokel nevertheless ein yochel achzor bo, he cannot change his mind. So we learned that a tzibur, because a hazmon elav milza, if they change their mind, they decide, no, actually, we haven't done that shul yet. We're not going to make a shul out of this. We're going to make offices out of this. It's fine. It's okay. And they can just keep going. That's okay. That's only with regards to tzibur. But it's one individual who built a shul and he changed his mind. He can't change his mind. And the reason is because en yochel achzer cannot change his mind. Davekilu noda tzedakah lerabim. There's a concept of noda tzedakah lerabim. He has made a neder for the public. It's one person. He decided it's going to be a shul. So he has to stick to his neder now. This is not true with regards to a whole community. But one individual, if he decided this is going to be a shul, he can't change his mind because of neder tzedakah lerabim. We learned that. If Yidden davened there, then even if it's been one tefillah, and even if the tefillah was not by locals, then it becomes a diktusha chal. You can't be made diktusha now. It's got din of a beis hakneses. By the way, to point out, so from here we see the kerach of a tefillah. One tefillah, and it becomes kadosh. Yidden decided, and there was a massive fundraising appeal. There was decisions and meetings, and everybody agreed that it's going to become a shul, but it's not a shul yet. It hasn't got the ketusha yet. But if there's just a few people who start davening a little mincha there, that's it. It's now ketusha eschal. The ketusha eschal now for eternity, and not necessarily for eternity, but the ketusha eschal. And that's what a tefillah does. That's what a tefillah does. Now, maybe another point to point out as well is that Shulchan Aruch continues and says that if it's lefishah ikdishoy, ikdishu akol lefi masha omru. The Shabbat explains what that means. If it's temporarily, what does that mean? Sifkot nun beis. He says this is for Yom Tovim only. The Mashma Loshen, it sounds like the Kol Eish Shiregel, whenever it's Yom Tovim, it's a shul. Al Kain Chashuv Asmon Oilomis, Al Kolponim, Al Oysu Asman, Vosu Babze Asman. During that time, it's got Kedusha, but it's not eternal. So so just to recap this year. Starting off from Yochid Shebona Beis HaKnesses, if an individual gave over a shul to a community which he has built himself single-handedly, but if once he's passed it on, he's got no more say. However, if he retains some authority, then his authority has to be consulted, and he needs to be consulted for the sale and any important transactions of the shul. If he's not around, then his Yoshim should be consulted. All the halachas that we discussed in this Shulchan Aruch about the process of sale and of sale of a shul is only relevant if there is an alternative place of davening. If there's no alternative place of davening, then they cannot actually sell anything, even if the community wants and the Sheva Tove Eir are keen to sell. Nothing can be sold unless there's an alternative place of davening. We also learned that if a shul was made out of a private property, so a residential house was made into a shul, and then once people daven there, it becomes, so although it's true the Hazman Alav Milza, but once people start davening there, then it becomes a shul, and if it's not the regular locals, but nevertheless, once people daven there, it becomes the Kedusha is Chal. Before they have davened, then the Kedusha is not Chal at all. We also learned that yeah, if other people come into Oichim, even Oichim, even visitors and guests, once they're done with that, the Kedusha is Chal. Okay, this is what we meant to cover in this year.